USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Biden is joining the chorus of condemnation following the latest mass shooting in America. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia say an employee opened fire on fellow workers in the break room of a Walmart store Tuesday night, killing six people before taking his own life in the country's second high-profile mass shooting in 4 days. Four others were injured, including Kimberly Shoup's son, Jalen Jones, who works at that Walmart. She says he spent Tuesday night on a ventilator, but he is now in stable condition and breathing on his own. She said there is a takeaway from all of this.
The people you love in your life, just make sure you always let them know you love them, because you just never know when they walk out the door if you're ever going to see them again, because that's something he and I have prided ourselves on.
Four Overbrook High School students were shot Wednesday morning shortly after being dismissed for the Thanksgiving break. Two 15-year-old girls were injured and two 16-year-old boys were also injured. Police said all students were taken to local hospitals and are in stable condition. There's been no word on what led to that shooting. Tony Wallington, the Philadelphia School District Superintendent, spoke about the plans to keep students safe.
This is a law enforcement matter. We appreciate law enforcement's swift response. On the school district side, we will continue to invest in our Safe Pass program. Chief Kevin Bethel and his team are working on that around the clock, making enhancements and improvements, and we're going to redouble our efforts and continue to work with the city and the state to address this unacceptable problem in Philadelphia.
They are still looking for suspects in Idaho.
Police investigating the murders of four University of Idaho students in off-campus housing are asking for additional tips to help identify the suspect. Moscow Police Chief James Fry says any piece of information might help.
Even if you don't believe it is relevant, investigators will review and determine if and how your information builds the picture.
Police have not found the murder weapon, which is believed to be a knife. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The alleged shooter in the Colorado Springs gay nightclub massacre was ordered held without bail in an initial court appearance Wednesday. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich is accused of fatally shooting five people and injuring 19 more when he burst into Club Q over the weekend firing at patrons. Aldrich was overpowered by two clubgoers, most probably preventing an even bigger bloodbath, and then arrested by police. The motive in the shooting is still under investigation, but Aldrich faces possible hate crime charges. Aldrich's defense attorneys say their client is non-binary and uses they and them pronouns. Wednesday, the suspect's neighbor and ex-friend Xavier Krause was asked if Aldrich ever referred to himself as non-binary.
Not once during the time that we were friends did both me or his mother ever refer to him by they, them pronouns.
Have you ever heard him say, I'm non-binary?
No, never, ever, never.
In NCAA men's basketball, here's the call on the Jayhawk Sports Network as Jalen Wilson makes a layup to give number 3 Kansas a 67-63 lead over NC State.
Skips in the corner. Wilson wants a 3. No, he missed it front iron. Rebound KJ, though. He pokes it through to Grady, to Jalen, and now he'll drive. Wilson to the cup. Left-hand runner guard. How about the selflessness? 5 passes on the play, and Jalen gets the hoop.
Kansas went on to win 80-74. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.